for those that might not know about the survey, let's talk a bit about that, about some of the key areas that this survey is focusing on.
It's really focusing on asking people to share their thoughts and feelings and experiences with having interacted with Kingston Police. And we're trying to cast a very broad net in order to help inform the police of any change they may need to make in how they provide law enforcement services in our community. And it's really aimed at helping our Kingston residents feel safe and secure in our community. And the reality is that some people don't feel that way when it comes to interacting with police. And that may be due to experiences they've had in other communities, other countries, other settings. It may be that they feel at times they have been perhaps racialized by police, but it also could be that people don't necessarily have an understanding of the role of police in our community. In some cases, many people have had experiences with police that are specific to them, and other people have had dramatically different experiences. So we're trying to cast a very broad net by engaging with as many people as possible in our community to ask them for their feedback and their opinions and their experiences. We're consolidating that data in order to help the police take a very evidence-informed approach to changing how they might provide law enforcement in Kingston.
This can perhaps be a sensitive topic for some that might have had a negative encounter as well. Is there some sensitivity in terms of this survey?
Yes, and I think for some people, there's actually fear around taking part in a survey like this, fear of retribution, fear of negative consequences that could happen. And I think that's why the police have engaged Kingston Community Health Centers as a community-based organization that focuses on social determinants of health and helping people feel safe and well in our community. The police know that we are more or less a conduit to well over 10,000 patients and clients and participants in our various programs. And I think we are able to provide that very safe space in which people can express their opinions. And really, we are applying health privacy standards to that. So in our survey, we worked with Queen's. We've hired a researcher who is an expert on equity, diversity, and inclusion, and indigenization accessibility. And we've also gone through the entire ethics approval process through Queen's University to ensure that the questions we're asking don't cause anyone to feel any type of trauma or lack of confidence in how the information will be stored and gathered and what information might be shared with the police. So really, we'll take all of the information and use sort of aggregate data to help inform the police of changes they need to make.
We're looking at areas of diversity, inclusivity, equity and all of that. I mean, these are obviously some really important areas that are now being studied in so many different fields right now. What was sort of the impetus to start a survey like this to do with the Kingston Police?
It's worth noting that the police wanted this work to happen. They also engaged Dr. Anita Jack Davies to look at people who are part of the Black Caucus in Kingston who have had experiences. So they've taken a very academic approach, I think, in many ways to doing this survey. So the police wanted this work to happen. They approached KCHC, and we were more than willing to do this because we feel that it's necessary and important work. And what we're hearing from people who are taking part in the survey who are worried about the experience of some equity-seeking or equity-deserving populations are having with the use of the police. And a key part of the messaging and the theme that we're hearing is to not wait for a tragedy to happen in our community before this work is done. So if we look at the murder of George Floyd or the horrific murder of the family in London, Ontario, that this is work that we want to have happen so that police can fulfill their role of keeping our community safe. And so it is a sensitive topic for many, and we have spent a lot of time reassuring people that their feedback is certainly anonymized and would never be shared with anyone other than we will be looking at the themes and trends in the data that we collect.
I would imagine areas such as racial profiling or mental illness would also be something that would be touched on in light of what has, you know, been going on in the world as well.
Absolutely, and I think it's important to also note the intersection of some of those circumstances. People who are racialized, also neurodiverse people, and the mental health theme. I mean, these pieces apply to all of us in all demographics. And so helping the police become more informed of changes that need to be made, but also our community. I can share already that we are hearing repeatedly, as many other communities have, is that mental health supports need to be in place prior to law enforcement in many cases. So when someone is in crisis and somebody calls 911, what's the right response in our community to help people feel supported and well and safe?
Thank you very much for sharing. And so I understand you're looking for 500 responses to this survey?
Ideally, yes. We 500 and more. I think this is a unique opportunity for people to express their views and preferences and experiences. And the more voices we hear from, the more meaningful the information, the rich the information becomes. And I think it's just more evidence on the changes that need to be made.